Verse, let's, Ephesians, I'm going to start at verse 19, Ephesians 2:19. Are you there? And therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners. See, when God brought the Gentiles into the body of Christ and the Jews, and the Jews didn't think we qualified, and the Jews didn't think God was going to do anything for the Gentile people. But once you came in, he said, now therefore you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. Every one of us, see, once, I don't care what color your skin is, I don't care where you came from. You're a fellow citizen with the saints and of the household of God, and are built up on the foundation of the apostles, see there, and prophets, and Jesus Christ, who? Himself being who? Chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto what? A holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for to do whatever you want to do. Oh, let me see. Can I read that again? We're built together. Huh? Built together for a what? Habitation of God. Habitation of God. God inhabit us, habitation, his dwelling, his plans, his ideas, his dwelling, his bringing forth, his goodness, his righteousness, his truth. We are built to bring forth God's thoughts, God's mind, God's will, God's goodness to a world that is dead. We're built to bring God on the scene. Jesus told us to go and tell it, proclaim it, and we are built together for a habitation of God. Not to do what I want to do, not to live, come when I feel like it, and stay at home or do something else, take off and do what I want to do. Everything we do should be God consulted. We talk to him, Lord. And I'll say this so you can be clear in mind. I understand that you have some things that have come up you have to take care of right then. But too many people have to take care of something every Sunday. I guess I need to look over my glasses. Come on. And then we let the local church suffer. And then we go out and say, they don't need that. How do you know? How do you know? You ever pray and ask and come in quiet? What can I do? So let me hurry. Number one, the church needs all around spiritual growth to arrive at her destiny, her purpose in perfection in Christ. I'll get it right in a minute. Number two, spiritual children are easily disturbed and swept about by false teaching. That's why you have to get it. And if you set out to do something, I remember, I'll say this real quick. I had a lot of zeal. I was eager, zeal. You understand what I'm saying? Zeal. I get this done. A lot of zeal. And older pastors and people especially a preacher, they could see it. And I'd do anything you asked and try to do it, try to get it done. I just had a lot of zeal, didn't have much knowledge. Boy, but when I finally did wake up, I found out they were using me for what they could get. And my point is, spiritual people that want to do something, you have to get that word in you so you won't be easily swept away. Because people see you a give and you a give. They'll do it as a church group. They'll call you. If you got a church that give real good, come over here and preach for us. You know what? You know what they're thinking? They're going to bring a good offering. All that kind of stuff. Let me move on. The ministry gifts Christ placed in the church helps us grow up in his image. Helps us grow up in his image. Number four, we cannot reach that place without the function of the fivefold ministry. Number five, some area of Christendom, I think I'm saying that right, Christendom, have not matured beyond a certain stage of growth because they recognize only two or three ministry gifts, the evangelist, pastor, and teacher. And you got some, they don't even hardly recognize that. And you got to recognize the fivefold ministry gift. I talk about this the next week because I don't have time. On the other side, you need to see that the next time I teach on this. You got, and that's why the body is hurting in error because we don't understand the function of it. Spiritual thing, listen to me, the last word. Spiritual thing can be mishandled and misplaced or not used right, just like natural thing. That's why we have to be educated or trained and taught and mature so we know how to handle spiritual things. Spiritual gifts can be mishandled. Amen. But when we are knowledgeable and confident, know how to hear from God, spend enough time to know the voice of our Father, know the voice of our spirits, then we'll know when he's talking and we can handle the thing right. Come on, Brother Luke. I went over just a little bit.